extracted the nuggets that pertain to your word, and we're applying them real time. And I'm a firm advocate that which we learn, we have to put into action. And sometimes that lack of putting into action suboptimizes what the Father's able to pass on to us. So I tell people all the time, some of this you got to learn on the fly. You got to be able to lean into it, as we would say. So let us jump into this great lesson here in this 10th month of Ashar, the 22nd day. And once again, that lunar solar calendar. We've had our new moon gathering, and here we are after a couple of Shabbats. Here we are tonight in this third Shabbat gathering on day 22, and just a great time. All right. Now we're in the last two verses of this 58th chapter. We talked about the fast that breaks the yokes, and we talked about repairs of a breach and restores of paths to walk in. And we're down here now to talking about the Sabbath. And this would only be appropriate in that the Sabbath is the mark which Yahuwah Elohim puts on his people. It's the differentiator when you look across the landscape of purported beliefs. The Sabbath stands out as the differentiator, the token of the covenant, and the almost indispensable identifier that the believer must have. And I know, once again, after almost 30, 35, let's see, 32. Hold on here, let me get it right. Let me, well, us multiple decades in the church, we really did not take a Sabbath. Now, we had Sunday worship. We had Sunday worship. And it was not a Sabbath because many times we ended up running and doing more activity, trying to get to all these special meetings and Sunday afternoon services. We really did not rest. It was not a day of rest. It was not a day of recuperation. It was a day of exhaustion. And sometimes we'd leave out at 7, 8 in the morning and get home at almost going on midnight. And so that was not a Sabbath to me, you know, and I don't think it really the people ever tried to make like it was a Sabbath. All it was about was having some church. We're going to have some church tomorrow, Sunday. But that's not what the word teaches us. It is a day of rest. It's a day of spiritual contemplation. It's a day of acknowledging the Creator, and it's a day of understanding your role in this great plan of deliverance which he has developed. So let me read here 58, 13, and 14, these last two verses of this great 58 chapter, which we've been on the last three gatherings. It says, if you do turn back your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my set apart day, and shall call the Sabbath a delight, set apart day of Yahuwah esteemed, and shall esteem it, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then you shall delight yourself. Hold on here 1 minute. Let me go back up here. Let me grab this. Just give me 1 minute. I've done this before. Well, then you shall grab the, I done grabbed the wrong thing. Hold on, y'all. I've done this. Got that covering my. Yeah, now we cooking. Then you shall delight yourself in Yahuwah, and I shall cause you to ride on the heights of the earth. And listen to what he says, and I will feed you with the inheritance of Yaakov, your father. For the mouth of Yahuwah has spoken it. There's some powerful sayings there. I will cause you to ride on the heights of the earth, the entire span of the earth, and then feed you with the inheritance of Yaakov, your father. And we know the inheritance that was given through the patriarchs and Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the land, and the other promises of their lineage being at the sands of the sea and stars of the heaven. And you start to realize that this Sabbath really means getting it right. And the motive for doing the Sabbath has really got to shift away from ourselves to what the Creator have ordained for us on that day. All right, let me move this up. Get this out my way. Now let's look at that word, esteem, if you don't mind. Esteem or honor comes from the Asia 35:19. Kabod or kabod, kabod or kabod. It says properly weight, in a good sense, splendor, or copiousness, honorable. So that's what we're talking about here. We got to look at the Shabbat or the Sabbath with honor and splendor. Also from the H 35:13, it says to be heavy in a good sense, honorable, abounding with. Very great, bring or come to be had in honor. The honorable man to honor. So we see what's all entailed if we approach the Sabbath from the proper perspective. And the Sabbath is not only a day of rest, but it's a day of meeting and encountering the Creator and exchange with Him. And I tell people all the time, the way the body was made, man has to take a rest. He cannot perpetually keep on going. He have got to take a rest. So the Father, in his knowledge of his creation, he provided this Sabbath day to commune with man above and beyond any other day, and as well as to allow man to recover, recuperate from his 6 days of work. Anybody got any questions on that side? Once again, we're at the end of the 58th chapter, and we've already talked about the fasting, breaking the yokes, and we've discovered how the restoring of the paths, the walk in, repairing of the breach, and then we come down to the esteeming of his Sabbath. Now, I'm gonna tell you right now, this two verse exchange is in there because the folks were not properly executing the Sabbath. They were not properly executing it. And they turned the Sabbath into a thing of a burden. They were burdened with the Sabbath. It got in their way of doing the things that they wanted to do, and they just couldn't wait till the Sabbath was over to get back out there and start selling merchandise and going about their day-to-day. But the Creator wanted the Sabbath to be a delight. He wanted it to be an exchange of immense propensity between him and the creature which he had made. But you know, the problem today is that the whole understanding of the Sabbath was turned on its heels by the design of men. And I'll be honest with you, Most of my adult life, I had heard about the Sabbath only as a tenet of Yasharal's culture. That's basically all I knew. I knew it was one of the commandments that was given, but how we did that, we twisted that and said that after the resurrection, the Sunday became the Sabbath Gadim because it was the first day of the week whether they collected in the remunerations and monies and what have you. But once I got into the Torah, I realized this Sabbath, it's a perpetual covenant between the Creator and his people. And I started learning that many of these things that we had changed, he said, this is a statute forever.